Just lift your Bible or whatever you use and lift it. I'm going to pray. You got your phone, whatever you're using, I want you to lift it. I'm about to pray because we're about to go into a territory. We're starting a series this morning on the cross, the benefits of the cross. And you're going to have to listen with the intent of hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to explain the cross to us. It's okay?
Yes, sir.
See, the Holy Spirit wants to explain all of the benefits and bring those benefits back into manifestation every day. And the best word I could use for the time we're living in now, things are going so haywire. We're going to have the covering of the revelation of what the Father has done for us through the Son on the cross. He's going to produce a power in your life and benefits in your life. And he's going to shift all the learning that you have learned about spiritual things. This series will be real protective, provisional, powerful. All right? So I want you to pay close attention. Let's not just be churchy, but let the Holy Spirit bring us into the presence of Almighty God. Over and over and over again. There's so much insight, so much enlightenment, so much empowerment that God wants you to have as his child. We're not looking for your fault this morning. We're looking for your faith. Your faith will handle your faults. So pay attention this morning as I am to yield to the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of teaching and a lot of truth that we're going to touch upon this morning. So, Father, we thank you right now that we know we have to yield to the Holy Spirit to understand your voice, to understand your covenant, to understand your protection, to understand all you have done for us. And we lift your word back to you and thank you for it. It is our very life. We thank you. Enlighten us. Give us. Let it become a lamp unto our inner eye and a voice to our inner ears, that we may walk by faith and not by sight and deal with the affairs of life in the spirit. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Remain standing for the reading of the word. I want you to open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. In preaching with the cross, I dare not try to preach with the cross without having my brother. I got two brothers travel like me in this state, Jesse Duplantis and Jimmy Swaggart. And Jimmy Swaggart has a revelation on the cross. He wrote a Bible about the cross. I mean, it's real powerful. And I got his little Bible in my hand. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, for I'm determined not to know anything among you. Now, with that in mind, he says, with purpose and design, Paul did not resort to the knowledge of philosophy of the world regarding the preaching of the gospel. The next part says, say of Jesus Christ, and him crucified. For I'm determined not to know anything among you except or save Jesus Christ and him crucified. How important is that? That and that alone is the message which will save the sinner. Watch this now, three things. Save the sinner, set the captive free. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
It set me free.
Amen.
Set the captive free. Watch the third one now. Save the sinner, set the captive free, give the believer perpetual victory.
Amen.
You want to write them three things down? I'll go back over them. But you got to stand up because I ain't too reading the scripture. So you got to write standing. Type standing. Let me give them to you again. For I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Save the sinner. Thank God I'm saved. All right. Now look at the next. Set the captive free. So that means any flaw or anything you're dealing with right now, this preaching this morning as we begin this series should show you the insight to deal with whatever you're dealing with to set you free. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Any shortcoming, any malfunctioning in your body, malfunctioning, watch this, in your finances,
yes,
malfunctioning in your marriage, malfunctioning in your place of, whatever it is, place of employment. This cross has the ability to set you free.
Amen.
In other words, no one leave in bondage.
Hallelujah.
From this service this morning.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
What a powerful God, a powerful Jesus we serve.
Yes.
That your dilemma will be settled this morning.
Amen.
All it takes is one word from God.
Yes.
And then the third one was, listen at this. Give the believer perpetual victory. How many of y'all want perpetual? You know, what the word perpetual mean? Continuing? That means that everything come after me to defeat me, gotta go. When the enemy come, my brothers and sisters, if you already have the victory, he can't do nothing to you. Now you may have a temporary setback, but stand fast in what you believe. Isn't that powerful? Then I want you to turn your Bible to another powerful scripture now. In 2 Corinthians chapter 20. No, 2 Galatians. No, Galatians 2:20. That's all right. He's gonna try to disturb me, but he ain't gonna get it. because he really don't want me. The Lord have anointed me in this area to preach this. He don't want me to get it out. So he gonna go try to mess my scriptures up here. I don't care though. I know you already defeated. He sure don't want you to see this scripture. Galatians 2:20. And not only do we glorify in the aspect of the cross that Christ had paid for everything for us to be free.
Yes,
but he don't want only to glorify in Christ. He want us to be crucified with him. Galatians 2:20.
Yeah.
I'm crucified with Christ.
Uh-huh.
Let me get the footnotes now. As the foundation of all victory. My understanding of my crucifixion with Christ, he died on the cross, I die with him. It is the foundation of all my victory. All right, say that again, man. Understanding that you crucify with him is the foundation,
yes,
of what?
All my victories.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
That's good news.
Come on.
Meaning, if you listening, there will be no lack of victory in anything you deal with the rest of your life. Your victory is based on letting the cross shut self down. Self become the problem when you challenge. Because you're trying to handle it yourself. But you have to remind yourself, I am crucified with Christ. What that is saying, let me tell you a little further. That means I'm resurrected with Christ. What else that mean? That mean I'm ascended with Christ. What else that mean? I'm seated with Christ at the right hand of God right now. What that mean? Christ is coming back to get me out of all this mess. So I'm going to enjoy myself while I'm here. And then I'm going to take off. Because I'm crucified with Christ. Don't worry about that now. Shut up. Just get crucified up here. Listen. I got to get through reading so I can give you some of this outline I got. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I'm crucified with Christ. As the foundation of all victory, nevertheless I live. Now, nevertheless I live mean I have a new life. I have a life that this world cannot control. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. No matter what they come up with, no matter what kind of sin they try to bring in the church, no matter what the government do, no matter what culture change, I got a life. Ooh, that can't be changed. So you say, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I. Oh, my. Listen. I live not by my own strength or ability. When you're living by the power of the cross, you do not have to use your own strength or your own ability. I want that to go over clear. I don't think you hear me.
Yes, sir.
See, it's saying that, see, your strength can't handle this. Your strength can't handle your life. Your ability can't handle your life. But you have super natural strength. Y'all gonna let me preach him yet? You have super natural abilities that came through the power of the cross. I have God's strength in me. I have God's abilities in me. That is the reason nobody can handle me. Nobody can shut me down. Nobody can defeat me. Nobody can hold my blessing back. When someone come against you, don't get mad, get glad. Because everything come against you is a promotion platform. If you walk by faith and not by sight, if you be led by the Spirit and not by the flesh. I hear in the Spirit. Is it warm in here?
No.
That must be me. I hear in the Spirit. I'm hearing this in the Spirit now. And I want you to I want you to let the Holy Spirit unfold this statement for you, because it's going to be a blessing in your life. My gambling days are over. Well, what are you saying, Apostle? My gambling days are over. In other words, no matter what come up tomorrow, I'm not gambling, I'm winning. Point at three people and tell them, you're a winner. You're so powerful. That's all the Lord will reveal to you this morning. So stand up a few minutes. Let me prophesy to you a few minutes. You're so powerful. Point at somebody and tell them, you're so powerful. And tell them, act like it. Lord, this is going to be some kind of serious year, boy. It's so serious, I got the Bible upside down. I'm just trying to read the verses so we can get started. But Christ, come on, go back to that verse. But Christ live in me. And my brother got here, by virtue of me dying with him on the cross and being raised with him in the newness of life. And the life which I now live in the flesh. And the life that I now live in the flesh. Y'all have my something this morning. And the life that I now live in the flesh. Say it. And the life that I now live in the flesh. Say it again. In the life. So I want you to hear this. Here it is. My daily, the life that I now live in the flesh, yes, is my daily walk before God. Yes. In other words, all day long I'm walking before God. My life in the flesh. If I go to Walmart. No, see, my daily life, I'm always walking before God. That means I'm covered. Let me see it another way. That means I could make divine connection anywhere I am at any time in any situation and come out victorious. What more can you ask for? This is what you're supposed to hear at church. That's how big God is. Always can make divine contact. No matter what the situation is. It means that I have the ability, through the cross of Christ, if I'm connected right, to have victory or finish it. How long you been standing? About 15 minutes? I got to stand the whole service. My daily walk before God. Say that.
My daily walk before God.
I live by the faith of the Son of God. And I like what he says here. The cross is ever the object of my faith. Who loved me and gave himself for me. Which is the only way that I could be saved. Now look at verse 21. I haven't named the subject yet. We're going to start with him on. But I want you to be school enough to not be fooled when I give you the subject. Oh, I'm just going to tell you like it is. Not to be a fool, not to listen. Because what the Lord is preparing us for what's coming. I'm hearing the word now, how to walk strong in the storm. Write that down. How to walk strong in the storm of life. In other words, everything like it's a storm. Everything like it's breaking out wrong. Everything looks like it's not right. But you're still walking strong because you're walking in the power of the cross. And you got a revelation and anointing. You're not just reading now. I'm not talking about just reading. I'm not talking about memorizing. I'm talking about having a revelation of the cross and walking in the anointing of the cross. Revelation and ability. Say it, revelation and ability of the cross. Meaning the resurrection, the ascension, the seated position, and the excitement of the rapture that Jesus is coming back to get me. I got all this anointing on me. Every day. Somebody just scream. See, I got to help you scream because there's so bad. That's screaming revelation. So every now and then I'm going to help you scream. That's my girl. Go ahead. You feel it coming in? You feel anointed? Huh? If you don't feel nothing right now, ta 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 for you. You don't believe you're in the same position now that when you came in here. This spirit world is powerful. But you have to pay attention. Get beyond tradition. Get beyond religion. Get beyond the known. And yield to the Holy Ghost. I heard somebody say, I won't sit down with me. Shut up. I'm trying to get something in you so you can keep walking. Verse 21, Galatians 2:21. I do not frustrate the grace of God. If we make anything other than the cross of Christ the object of our faith, we frustrate the grace of God, which means we stop his action. And the Holy Spirit will no longer help us. Woo! Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, I'm going to give you this last part, and then I'm going to do one more scripture, then I'm going to let you sit down. I believe. But I'm imparting to you now. Anyone under the sound of my voice, and it got not just those of you in here, it got many on the line. If you're listening, success is about to arrest you. Write that down, write that down. I'm thinking, coming in my spirit, that's not in my note, but I hear the Holy Ghost say, I never heard that before. Success is about to arrest you. In other words, success is about to make you take it. Because you are born success. Because you're born in the successful presence of God. Nobody under the sound of my voice will ever be a failure no more. The devil is a liar. From now on, you walk on the streets of good success. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Success in your house.
Yes.
Success in your car.
Yes.
Success in your, good success.
Yes.
In your office.
Yes.
Good success on your job.
Yes.
Good success in your marriage.
Yes.
You're going to find the right one.
Yes.
Y'all should have hollered louder than that, y'all single folks. Y'all single folks should have hollered louder than that. You're going to find the right one. Do not frustrate the grace of God. If we make anything other than the cross of Christ the object of our faith, we frustrate the grace of God, which means we stop its action. Ooh, you know what I mean? Shutting grace down. If you make anything else the object of your life and don't keep the cross in the first place, that means you shutting grace down. Oh, I don't want to do that. I need grace. How many of y'all need grace? Keep the cross for his place. Stay connected to the cross. If you don't honor the cross, you're frustrating grace. See the cross y'all won't hear this?
Yes, sir.
The cross is two words I gotta. I think this is one greater. The cross is pouring, like a bucket or something, pouring favor out all the time. So the cross is the fountain of favor. The cross of Jesus Christ is the fountain of favor. You're blessing the city. Blessing the field, blessing the morning, bless at noontime, bless at night, bless when you got a problem. That fountain's constantly running to it. That fountain's constantly pouring out. That blood constantly coming out. Paid for. Victory paid for. Being blessed paid for. Healing paid for. Financial success. Paid for. Happily married. Paid for. Man. Let me read this to you again. We make anything other than the cross of Christ the object of our faith. You listening? We frustrate the grace of God, which means we stop its action, and the Holy Spirit will no longer help us. Get all religion, get all these good ideas of maturity, and leave the cross out. The cross is the thing causes the thing to run, man. All right. If I can successfully live for the Lord by any mean other than faith in Christ and the cross, then the death of Christ was a waste. One more scripture, and then I'm going to give you the subject, and I'm going to talk to you a few minutes about it, all right?
Yes, sir.
I got blessed already, me.
Yes, sir.
If you're not blessed, it's not my fault. Because the Holy Spirit has said enough to us about the cross. We got the cross and the Holy Spirit holding hand here. I'll be out putting my hand in there with the Holy Ghost. You see what I'm saying? With Jesus, with the cross, with the price he paid for. I'm redeemed, me. In case you don't know it, I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. Christ had redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me, cross. I'm hearing this now. Keep your blood rights in your sight. Keep your blood rights. In other words, All that Jesus paid for on the cross, keep that in the sight of your spiritual eye. Because your physical eye is going to fail you. Your physical eye telling you can't, you're not going to make it. Your physical eye sometimes tell you, look at that, look at that, look at that. But you got inner eyes, spiritual eyes. Eyes can see what God sees. Eyes that see what God can see, that produce a mouth that can say what God say. Tell somebody, I'm not living by feeling no more. Ooh, what a, that's a strong word there now. That's a strong word. You just got delivered. You just got delivered. You just took Satan's favorite punch out of your life. I'm not living by feeling no more. Now let's think about every downtime you had. What the first thing brought it? Feeling. I don't feel good. I don't feel like nobody like me. I don't feel nobody love me. I feel like I'm not going to make it. I feel like nobody care. God said, what you say? I done died for you. You up here talking about, you look at them other few little Mickey Mouse folks talking about nobody care. And I'm the one died for you. She ain't died for you. He ain't died for you. They ain't died for you. I'm the one paid the price. You all worried about what they say. What I say? I say you the head, not the tail. I say you're blessing the city and blessing the field. I say the greater one live on the inside of you. I say you got a table prepared for you. In the presence of your enemy. If I can successfully live for the Lord by any means other than faith in Christ and the cross, then the death of Christ was a waste. Amen. I like that. You like that?
Yes, sir.
One more scripture. Galatians chapter 6. And then I might let you sit down. Man, I ain't going at you. I did it. Stand up. Preaching, everybody standing up. Galatians 6:14. Now run. Reread those scriptures when you get home. You see how to see what the Lord is doing. In 6:14 it says, "But God forbid that I should glory or boast, yes, save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ."
Yes, sir.
By whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. We read about I'm crucified with Christ earlier. I didn't get enough on it. The only way we can overcome the world, and I mean the only way, by placing our faith exclusively, yes, in the cross of Christ and keeping it there.
Yes,
that's powerful, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, sit down. Here's the subject after a half hour. But I want you to be ready for it. I don't want you to think it's just a makeup something just to have a sermon. Knowing how to live in the victory of the cross daily.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Knowing how to live in the victory of victories of the cross daily. Listen, somebody about to get healed right now. Somebody's life about to be extended right now. This next statement. Knowing how to live in the victory of victories of the cross daily. The Apostle Paul prays for the people today. And here's what Apostle Leroy is saying. The cross of Christ is the cure, C-U-R-E, for everything. In other words, no matter what come up in your life from this day forward,
yes,
pull a cross out.
Yes.
The evidence and the dividends of the cross can handle any situation that come up. The cross can cure your body. It can cure your child. If the world try to take your child, a cross, you put the cross on that child. Here's what happened, my brothers and sisters. The system tries to hide or belittle the cross. Because Satan knows that the cross is his defeat. So he tried to get the church to emphasize everything else. Singing and dancing and jumping. But he don't want the church to spend quality time sitting at the feet of Jesus under the cross saying thank you for my victory. This is how powerful the cross is. I want you to think about whatever you're dealing with right now. Nobody's nobody else's business. That is working against you. I don't know what it is. I want you to sit at the foot of the cross right now and say, thank you for my victory. Now you know you got something to say. Do it. Go ahead, do it then. Thank you. You're at the foot of the cross, at the foot of this revelation. If it's your body, if it's your finances, if it's relationship, if it's your business, thank you for my victory.
Thank you for my victory.
Did you say it?
Yes, sir.
Everybody in here said it?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm almost through.
Hallelujah.
Because Satan knows that the cross of Christ is his defeat. So when you're in the battle, pull the cross out. And I'm not talking about the little silver cross y'all wearing around your neck. I'm talking about the revelation of the cross. That everything already paid for. You are bought with a price. Glorify God with your body and your spirit. What's your God? Glorify God with your life. Give God praise. Praise him when it looks like it's not a time to praise. Praise him when you're in trouble. Praise him when it looks dark. Praise him when everybody against you. Praise him at midnight hour. Praise him when the enemy is trying to tell you you're not going to make it. Always give God praise. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
It's time. Listen to me. This is what God told me. It's time for the revelation of the cross to flow in the body of Christ.
Yes.
To flow. Let it flow. Let the cross flow. Turn to Revelation chapter 5. Why is this now? This is going to be so powerful because you're going to be turning this loose the rest of your life. Watch what happens. Watch this revelation here. In Revelation 5:12. The cross is the key to unlocking mass blood reviving blessing in the body of Christ. The cross released massive blessing, blood blessing. The Look at these scriptures. Yeah, man. It's seven blessings, seven blood flows.
Yes, sir.
You can start at any time, in any situation. I say it's seven blood flow.
Yes, sir.
You can start at any time, in any situation. I say it's seven blood flow.
Yes.
You don't need all seven. Just start one of them.
Yes, sir.
But by you being here this morning, you're going to know, you stop and say, I'm going to start a blood flow. I got the right to start a blood flow.
Yes.
It is the blood flow that defeated everything.
Yes, sir.
The blood flow took the garden back for us.
Yes.
The garden that Eve lost, Jesus took it back. So now on, from now on, when you're dealing with something, you're going to have seven blood flows you can start. When you say blood flow, when you talk about the cross, you're talking about victory flow. You're talking about triumph. You're talking about supernatural. Come on, son. You're talking about supernatural. I receive you, Jesus. Whoop, 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 whoop. Come on, boy. Come on, come on. Come on. I receive you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, right, for holding you up. That's a $500. He's trying to get it to me. Blood flows, say it.
Blood.
Cometh.
In my life now.
The blood of Jesus
is my protection,
my provision,
my victory.
Everything I'm dealing with, I'm putting the blood on it this morning. You got it? Now, I'm going to read this verse, but I actually want you to do that. These seven flows of the blood that the cross give to me and to you. Word of Life Christian Center, we're going to start using them every day. I don't care what you feel like, use it. You got to use it by faith. You're going to find seven blood flows. Oh, Jesus. I know y'all reading them, but good God Almighty, I'm going to impart them to you. Jesus Christ. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Praise his holy name. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Woo, Jesus. The body of Christ about to step in seven blood flows. I mean, we can pull a flow out anytime we get ready. No matter what, a flow from the cross. Do you know where God putting you at? You got the revelation at any moment you can pull one of these flows out from the cross. Blood flow. The same blood that washed your sin away gonna wash your problems away. Come on, dog. Say blood flow three times.
Blood flow.
I receive your seed. Hold it out. Say blood flow seven times. See, the Holy Spirit reminded me, said, no, don't say it three times, say it seven times, because you're about to deposit a sevenfold blood flow in everybody under the sound of your voice right now. It's yours, you understand? You can use it. It's not no good just in the Bible. Your faith, good God Almighty. Am I preaching yet this morning? Your faith gonna walk with seven blood flows to step in any minute. No, you understand me, baby? Anything you're going through, you're going to be to pull one of these flows out. Saying with a loud voice. And you don't have to be intimidated when you say this. When you're speaking about one of these blood flows, you don't have to say, you have to be all quiet and kind of scary. No, you say it boldly. Everyone under the sound of my voice, guess what I hear the Holy Ghost saying now? Blood boldness is coming up on you. You're going to be blood bold the rest of your life. Ooh, I received that. You receive it? Say, blood boldness. It's on my life right now. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Blood boldness is upon my life right now to deal with every situation. I never heard that before. Anybody ever heard that about blood boiling? Huh? Some of y'all be honest with me. Any of y'all ever heard of blood boiling? Say it again. Blood boiling.
Blood boiling
is up on my life.
Is up on my life.
Right now.
Right now.
So in this verse, we're looking at seven blood boldness efficiency.
Yes.
They will eradicate anything Satan bring up. Anything the system bring up. You talk about all those hurricanes and all those tornadoes going on now. You know what I do? I put the blood around Louisiana. I say, in the name of Jesus, the blood. They say one was coming. They say, because I know you ain't. You got to protect your territory with the blood. Put the blood around your house. Put the blood around your car. Put the blood around your children, your grandchildren. Put the blood around your finances. Put the blood around your health. Put the blood around your wealth. You business man, right? Put the blood around it. Watch what happens. You business man, put the blood around it. Blood around my business. That's why my ministry is so successful. That's why this church is so successful. Blood around this church. I sure ain't depending on Leroy. I'm depending on the blood. I feel a Holy Ghost. I got the clothes, but I feel a Holy Ghost. I tell you, thank God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Almost wanted to say Holy Ghost blood. I got Holy Ghost blood on me. But the Holy Ghost and Jesus are one, you know. Holy Ghost blood. Thank you, Lord. I'm not going to get footed today, children. Y'all got to come back. I almost have said too much already in Revelation. You understand? Revelation, you got to have a big enough bucket to hold Revelation, brother. The Lord is saying, now you leaving here capable of turning a sevenfold blood anointing loose at any given moment. You can't talk about the cross without talking about the blood. It is the blood that made the cross effective. Jesus could have just hung there, but he bled. I'm hearing a word from the Lord. You want it?
Yes.
All of my victories are already paid for.
All of my victories are already paid.
No matter what come against me, I already have the victory through the power of the blood. Don't care what it looked like. Don't care what I feel like. It's what I know. I'm redeemed from Satan's power. In the old Baptist church. It was sing. I know it was the blood. I'm standing here today from all the things God has protected me from. I know it was the blood. I didn't make it where I am because of academics or because I'm so smart. I'm talking about all of us now. I know it was the blood. It was the blood that woke me up this morning. Satan didn't want me to wake up, but I had blood in my bed with me. And God got me up. I know it was the blood. Thank God for the blood. Hallelujah. I'm almost through. Thank God for the blood. I have blood power on me right now. Blood got you, Joanne. She's her husband just went home with the Lord, be with the Lord, but the blood got her.
Yes.
Blood got him too.
Yes.
I preach his funeral Tuesday. You really want to be here.
Yeah.
I have a revelation that I never heard before about a person dying in the Lord.
Yes.
God spoke to me. Matter of fact, I got a pair of cufflinks on right now. Oliver gave me. I'm wearing his cufflinks this morning. No, he gave me a set of cufflinks. I had one suit I was supposed to put on this morning. I was going to wear his cufflinks. That's not his cufflinks. But I had another suit on, but I couldn't find the pants. I beat my tailor, got the pants. But he gave me a pair of cufflinks I wear. I'm wearing them at his funeral. Let me try to close here. Before somebody else clothes for me. Saying with a loud voice, considering the tremendous number, actually beyond comprehension, what a sound this must have been. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power. So I'm capable of any moment releasing. Not power. Blood power. Write that down. Make sure you put the blood with it. And when you go sit up, I see score. When you talk about blood power, you're talking about cross power. You're talking about paid for power. You're talking about supernatural power that Satan and no other system and nobody can stop. I release blood power over my life right now. You ain't saying nothing. I release blood power over my life right now. And I'm not a crybaby. I'm a blood releaser. Riches. And riches. Blood riches. It, God, the Bible says, Jesus became poor that we might become rich. Now, some of y'all take that just shouting rich. But I believe God wants you financially rich. You hear me, son? God wants you financially rich. God is a God of riches. I don't care what they say. God is a God of prosperity. God is a God of wealth. How can it be anything else? The earth is the Lord and the fullness of the world. How can God be a poor God? How can God want his children poor? I don't even want my children poor. You want your children poor? And wisdom. Blood wisdom. Ooh, Lord. You know what blood wisdom is? Blood wisdom is the mind of God who knows everything. And strength. Oh, my goodness. When I feel weak and feel down, feel like I can't get around, I can release blood strength. I got blood strength in my life. Tell two people, I got blood strength in my life. I'm not weak. I'm not weak. I'm not worried because I'm strong. I got blood power. Blood strength.
On my life.
In my life, around my life, ahead of my life, above my life, behind my life, under my feet. I'm closing. Blood honor and honor. I have cortisol. I have the ability to release blood honor upon those who come to me for help. Oh, my. Well, I skipped one. I skipped two big ones. Blood wisdom. Isn't that? Look at the voice. And will. See, all this was produced by the cross. Do you know what it means, my brothers and sisters, for you to have the revelation that you have the power to release the flow of blood wisdom on any situation? I want y'all to try it. Come back and tell me about it. Something come up and say, I release blood wisdom on it. Say it,
I release blood wisdom.
Look, watch what I'm going to say. I release blood wisdom on this mess.
I release blood wisdom.
Anybody ever been in a mess?
Yes.
The messes are coming. I tell you, the messes are coming. All right, now, make sure you take care of him, son. I'll reach and get it. I receive, son.
Mm-hmm.
That's $200. I release the blood on this mess.
I release the blood on this mess.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. You know how powerful you are. You're leaving your powerful, right? I release the power. My God. I release the power of the blood. What? The wisdom of the blood. The power of the blood. The strength of the blood. And strength. Oh, my. Blood strength.
Blood
honor.
Blood glory.
What else?
Blood blessing.
I'll go into that a little deeper, I think. I'm going to do some prayer time on those seven full blood privileges that we have because of the cross of Jesus Christ. Let me close with this. I'm determined not to know anything among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified. And to make it take it further, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I will not frustrate the grace of God. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of Christ. Stand on your feet. I release blood power over every person under the sound of my voice. I release blood strength. I release blood wisdom over you. I release blood understanding and blood from every aspect on you. To put them seven things, I got to release it on these people. Put Revelation 5:12. I'm going to release all seven of them on you. Revelation 5:12. That's what the Holy Ghost telling me to do right now. I'm hearing the word blood anointings. You understand? You got seven blood anointings that you can have upon you and you can release at any given time. Any challenge come against you, I want you to pull out that voice and start releasing them. I, in the name of Jesus, I release blood power on every person under the sound of my voice. My. I release blood riches. I call you out of debt. I call every desire in your life fulfilled. Blood wisdom. That you have divine insight from the blood to deal with every situation. Blood strength. Ooh, Lord. Blood honor. Blood glory,
blood glory.
And blood blessing.
Every head bowed, every eye closed. If somebody in here need to.